Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much and good afternoon. The issue today is the changing of the name of the Jefferson Jackson fundraising dinners that are held annually by Democratic parties across the United States due to a present discomfort in naming those dinners after Presidents Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson, both of whom could be considered the founders of the Democratic Party because they were slave owners. Apparently that now is seen as not politically correct. I suppose if we're going to take that to its logical conclusion, we would have to rename the city of Washington, have to rename the Washington Monument, have to rename the state of Washington, because after all, George Washington was a slave owner as well. This is even a more insidious development in that, the Democratic Party itself was the party of slavery. It was the Republican Party, which emanated out of the Northern Whigs, that rose up and ultimately abolished slavery during the Civil War. But the insidious aspect of this to me is the fact that that it's classic leftism to rewrite history and to erase history. I mean, Karl Marx was viewed all of history as something that could be rewritten and erased. I mean, there's a lot of work on that in Marxist literature, because history, knowing history and recognizing history, is a part of realizing who we are today and recognizing our identity and we're as a people. So the whole act of erasing history is classic, in its purest sense, classic Marxism. The idea of it's an essential part of erasing the individual identity by erasing the identity of a nation. And to do so is at great peril, not only to us personally, but it threatens the very basis upon which our society exists. We do have a history, for better or for worse. We need to understand it and study it and analyze it, not erase it. I mean, it's an acknowledged fact that both Jefferson and Jackson were slave owners. At least Jefferson was. I'm not sure Jackson was. But to erase them erases all of the very good aspects of who they were. And I don't think either one of them actually condoned slavery. They both understood that it was a shame and a disgrace that they had owned slaves, and they shouldn't have. But nevertheless, I mean, we ought to focus on the positive aspects and not just erase the entire story. They contributed greatly to who we are today. I mean, they believed in individual rights. They were not calling for, I don't think they were advocating for advancing slavery. I think that both of them ultimately, like Washington himself, recognized it as an evil but necessary institution that would ultimately be phased out. So I wouldn't call them, even though they technically owned slaves, and there's no excusing that. I think they operated in the better American context of ultimately enfranchising more and more individuals, and that included the end of the evil and barbarous institution of chattel slavery. When America was founded, the only people who got citizenship were white male adults who owned property. And, of course, the left is going to look at that and say, you see, Americans were not free. Look at how evil that is. But they're looking at it as a glass half empty, not a glass half full, because the fact of the matter is that that was the first time that anyone had gotten enfranchisement at that time. The rest of the world was living under monarchs who controlled all the power and who granted limited powers as a favor to their favored subjects and punished others. So the fact that anyone in this country received enfranchisement and citizenship and rights was actually a pretty revolutionary development. And that in time, we got rid of slavery, the idea, the evil idea that one individual can own another like a piece of furniture. And we further enfranchised things like the rights of women to vote and have equal citizenship and property ownership and all of the rest. And that happened because of the ideas that people like Jefferson and Jackson espoused. So to throw that out is actually throwing out the positive aspects of our understanding of freedom. Now, the people who want to throw this out, the left-wingers who want to do this, they want to take a look at the modern phenomena of slavery, the slavery that happened in many of our own lifetimes. That slavery was that implemented by the twin socialist experiments of the 20th century, those being Nazism and communism. Communism enslaved entire nations, all people, millions of people, all of their rights. They lost their property. They lost their ability to determine their own futures. They were not able to have any form of freedom. They became complete subjects of their nations in the name of collectivism. Nazism was almost as evil in that sense. It was more evil in terms of its anti-Semitism, for sure. But it also enslaved millions of people who were forced into forced labor situations and were put into labor camps and concentration camps and ultimately death camps. So I think that if the left wants to look at history accurately and they want to condemn slavery in the real fundamental sense as opposed to in the situational sense, then they might take a good hard look in the mirror and look at exactly what it is that has made up the much more insidious and evil and dangerous modern form of slavery that has been witnessed in our own recent times. To my way of thinking, this hysteria, this witch hunt for trying to find people who hundreds of years ago might have owned chattel slaves, as evil as that was, and have them erased from history, have their names blotted out, is something that actually advances the more modern manifestations of slavery. And those manifestations are those which were implemented by those who called themselves and thought of themselves as scientific progressives and scientific socialists. So, you know, let's just conclude by pointing out that we ought to stand up for American history, not because it's perfect, but because we honor positive aspects of our historic figures and we want a truthful rendering of history. And let's, instead of blotting out the names of our great founders, let's have not only an honest discussion about them and who they were and what they stood for, both good and bad, because they were not saints. Let's have that honest discussion and let's compare it and contrast it to more recent situations where complete loss of freedom took place and the utter destruction of the individual under God with rights was enacted by those very same people who are now clamoring and hysterically with their fist in the air to call for us to forget who we are and where we came from. So that's my take on the Jefferson-Jackson controversy. You're welcome to check out my books. They're available at Amazon or Amazon Kindle. Just put my name in the server, Chuck Morse, M-O-R-S-E. And my program on YouTube, of course, is available, Chuck Morse Speaks. This is my blog talk segment, which is recorded pretty much 4, 5, 6 days a week and is available right here at Blog Talk. And I want to thank Blog Talk for making that possible. And I want to thank you for listening, everybody. Have a nice day.